Text for our sermon this morning, our epistle reading from Revelation chapter 7, especially these words. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands. So far our text. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus says in our gospel reading, "My sheep hear my voice." But Jesus doesn't speak here in Revelation chapter 7. He's a lamb there upon the throne, looking as if he's been slain. And this great host is before him from every language and people and tribe and nation, and they are all speaking praise to him. It's antiphonal, though. They speak, the elders and the creatures speak too. It goes back and forth with this antiphonal praise, the saints, the creatures, and the angels, all praising the Lamb who sits on the throne, because he has ransomed people with his blood and saved them. It's a great text, isn't it? It's a powerful text. It's powerful because therein lies so much comfort. That's what the book of Revelation is all about, giving comfort to struggling churches, to sinners, living in this tribulation. John was one of those sinners. He was in exile on Patmos, and he needed the comfort of this vision. The comfort is there. It's palpable. It's tangible. It's throughout. And here it is. As John sees this great multitude, they're clothed in white, holding palm branches and singing. The white robes were a sign of purity. Their sins are forgiven. The palm branch is a sign of victory. That they have victory over sin, devil, and death. Nothing can harm them. And they are before the throne of God day and night. They've washed their robes and they serve God daily. God shelters them with his presence, and he is their shepherd to guide them to those living waters. What a great day that will be, right? When we're there. But maybe that's the wrong way to think. Christians so often get so excited about then and there. But what about now? Could these words be applied to you now? Doesn't seem likely, though, does it? After all, we know where we live, in a sinful world. And we know who we live with, sinners. It's Mother's Day, you know that. And if you doubt that you're a sinner, you can go ask Mom. She'll tell you. And she can probably name many times where she saw your sins come out. An argument with a sibling, pride, selfishness, foolishness, breaking the fourth commandment to honor father and mother. Mom knows. You know your sins. How can these words be applied to us? Sinners, we're living in the tribulation. Have we washed our robes and made them white in the Lamb's blood? Are we holding those palm branches of victory? Are we before the presence of God, serving him day and night? Is he our good shepherd leading us to living waters? Yes. It's amazing, isn't it? When we think about these words that the elder speaks to John in Revelation 7, Seems like almost all of them can be applied to us right now. It begins right there in verse 14 of our text. We haven't come out of the tribulation yet, but we've washed our robes right there in baptism. Though your sins were like scarlet, he made them white as wool. Before God, you have that white robe of purity. All your sins forgiven and washed away, they're gone. That's you. They're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And that's exactly what baptism is. Christ's blood, the Lamb's blood being applied to you, to forgive you of all your sins. That blood that he shed sprinkled upon you. It's happened, past tense, already. This is you. Are you before the throne of God? Isn't that what the altar is? His throne? In the Old Testament, it was. There in the Holy of Holies was the mercy seat over the Ark of the Covenant where God dwelt. Where does God dwell now? Here. At the font, of course, but upon the altar. The very body and blood of your Savior Jesus, to be given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. There his throne is. There he is for you. Are you not before his throne? Longing to be here Sunday after Sunday to receive his gifts? Here he is for you. Would you serve him day and night? Not just here for the hour that you're in worship, but would you serve him out there in the world? Loving your neighbor as yourself, sacrificially giving of yourself to those around you? You can look at Mom again for an example of this. Does she not serve her family day and night? If a kid gets up in the middle of the night sick, isn't Mom going to take care of him? Yes, of course. This is what you Christians do. You serve him day and night by serving one another. She'll hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. These are words of Jesus in the Gospel of John. He who has that bread of life, he who has the water of life, shall never hunger or thirst anymore. Jesus isn't talking about physical hunger in your stomach, but this is the need to be made right with God. Through baptism, the supper, that need has been satisfied. You've been forgiven. There's nothing that you need or long for or want spiritually. You have peace with God. It's yours now. You have all of this. You have the shepherd guiding you to those springs of living water, to his word. This doesn't just describe the church triumphant. These words in Revelation 7 describe the church. This is us. This is you. This is those who have gone before us and are in glory even now. You need not wait for that glory. For Christ has forgiven you all your sins, and by his blood he has ransomed you to be his own dear child. In this tribulation, we receive these words of comfort from Jesus. He still speaks. Every word of Scripture is his. And he gives you these words that you would know with absolute certainty that he loves you. He loves you enough to lay down his life upon the cross, to be slain for you. He loves you enough to wash your robe white in his blood. He loves you enough to give you the palm branch of victory, that you, along with all of those in heaven, open your mouth and sing that great ancient Te Deum to the Lamb who was slain for us sinners. How we rejoice in Christ. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Amen.
Amen.